Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Cy Brown. Thank you so much for tuning into the Cy Brown Morning Show. I'm so happy to hang out with everybody today. We had a great guest yesterday, my friend Shashina Gibbs. She was on the show, and last night she had an event called the... Oh my goodness, I can't believe I just drew a blank. It was the... Oh, I know. She's going to kill me. It was called the Purple Diamond Powwow, and it was held at Ripley Greer Studios. And it was really good because there were a lot of women entrepreneurs there, a lot of vendors, and that's... It's so good and empowering. We all got up and introduced ourselves, and I told them, you know, about my mom and my mom's cancer charity. So it was just really, really nice. And I'm so grateful. So thank you, Sunshine. Thank you for allowing me to speak at your event. I always am honored when I have the opportunity to speak at someone's event, really. You know, that's really what it's all about, and being able to show people what God looks like in the flesh. I want to embody what God looks like, and I want people, when people see me, they know that the Holy Spirit lives in me. So, and I think I accomplish that on a pretty regular basis. Big shout out to 41 Global and RGW in the chat room. Good morning. How is everybody today? Don't forget, if you missed the full broadcast, you can always download the Cy Brown Morning Show through iTunes, or you can just log on to CyBrown.com, and it'll play all day until the next show tomorrow. And, you know, just thank you for all of the support that everyone continues to give me every single day. So big shout out to all my listeners and everybody who's following me on Twitter. If you're not following me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Cy Brown NY. So just click that little follow button and I will follow you back, so that way we can stay connected through all forms of social and digital media, which is what I do all day, every day. I love connecting with people. I've shared many times on the show that it was the support of my listeners and the support of my friends and my connections on Facebook that really helped me get through some really tough personal times. So that's how that goes. RGW, just do me a favor when you can. I'm going to put my email address in the chat room, sb@cybrown.com. I was supposed to send you a copy of my book, From Hip Hop to Heaven, and I never got it out. Shoot me your address, and I just put my email address in the chat room, and I'll get a copy out to you. So, yeah. Today we're being joined by Mr. Derek Hayes. He's got this program called Derek Nims, and he creates motivational messages from your name, and he's done it with mine, and we did an event like a year ago, and he did one for Katie Couric. So Derek is a really good guy. I mean, he's got some good stuff. He's a very successful entrepreneur, and he also, you know, speaks to college students around the country just about, you know, like being an entrepreneur and being a, you know, a campus CEO and really using this time in our economy, using this time in our society to start and grow a business. So he's a really good dude. So we're going to get into a little bit of music, and then on the other side, I'm going to bring in Mr. Derek. Oh, I already see you on the on the switchboard. So let's get into a little bit of music, and on the other side, we're going to bring in Derek Hayes. It's your girl Cy Brown checking in for the Cy Brown Morning Show.
A little something, something.
myself inside her ebony. She ain't even checking me. Oh.
Singing as loud as I could to Maxwell. I love that song. There's so many songs I love. Anyway, let me just give, before we bring Derek on, I got to give a big shout out to everybody that's in the chat room. Big shout out to Curvy Queen, Derek Edie. Derek's show airs tonight. I always mess this up, Derek, so put it in the chat room. I think you're 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and it's blogtalkradio.com/ Edie Media. And so that's that. Yeah. And big shout out to everybody who's listening via telephone. Thank you for dialing in. So I have some listeners from 201 and 732. And on that note, let's bring in my guest, Derek Hayes. Derek, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. I've been tweeting about your appearance on the show. I'm so excited to have you. Full disclosure, Derek was a contributor to the book Can Hip Hop Be Holy, but that doesn't even matter. He has written several books since then. What's going on, Big D, going down in Columbus, Georgia?
It's real good. Life is real good. Just being humble and just trying to progress every day and, you know, put one foot in front of the other, trying to do to Mr. Hayes.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Can we talk about that real quick or no? It's still confidential.
Yeah, we can talk about it. It's cool.
Derek called me about 2 weeks ago and was like, Sy, I got a new dance called a Mr. Hayes. I had a smile on my face because I'm waiting for the video to come out on YouTube. I kind of told everybody who you were, but talk to us a little bit about the dance. You know, I'm also getting us up and awake this morning.
The dance is all about having fun because I'm a licensed juvenile corrections officer. So I work with teenagers. So I have a teenager at home, and I work with teenagers every day. So I had to stay on my toes. I had to, you know, reinvent yourself all the time, come up with ideas, games to keep them busy, keep them from arguing, keep them from fighting. So when you're at work, you know, you're working with kids, and they always like to talk stuff. So they think since you're a little older than them, you don't know what's hip, you don't know what's fly.
Yep.
You don't watch the same shows that they watch. They think you can't move like they can move, you know. You can't beat them in a race. You can't beat them in ping pong. It's always a competition. So as they were talking about me throughout the years, I got to thinking, okay, you laugh at the way I talk. You say I talk too much. You laugh at the way I walk. You say I walk funny. I said, hey, I'm going to turn this into a dance. So I was talking junk, and then I got out of the shower one night, and it was like God was talking to me. He was like, man, take these steps right here, man. I'm going to show you how to dance. So I just turned the laughter into having fun. And it's a conversation, you know. And it's just...
You have to do so much to keep young people engaged. Last week for our online Bible study, we had Pastor Ferguson, Darren Ferguson, definitely a friend to the show. And he had me in tears, as he always does. But we were talking just about how to keep young people engaged. And you know what? If it's through a dance, if it's through a good word, if it's through something funny, we just got to do what we have to do, right?
Right. And then I just said, you know, hey, dude. To Mr. Hayes, you know, I just said right in front of your left in front of your right, two steps to the back, and rock it side to side. It's just that simple.
Listen, Son and I are celebrating 20 years in May. Oh, and by the way, like, everybody's invited. So it's not a private event. It's literally we're celebrating our 20 years being together publicly. But the cool thing is I need you to come up, Dee, so you can teach us, so we can ban the electric slide and we can do the Mr. Hayes at our party.
Hey, anything that can help, you know. You never know who's watching, who's listening. That one step they take might change their life forever.
What, you know what? Ooh, nice segue, man. Speaking of changing people's lives forever, that's what you do. Just aside from being a certified licensed juvenile corrections officer, you know, the way we met is through your empowering words and your Derek Nims and how you use what God has given you to really empower others. Share with everybody. I did talk about Derek Nims a little bit at the top of the show. Share with us what Derek Nims are and how you use that in your role concept to empower others.
Well, first of all, you had mentioned ED Media, right?
Huh?
You mentioned someone in the chat room from ED Media.
Oh yeah, Derek Edie. How does he
spell Edie?
E A D Y.
Edie.
He spells his name D E R E K.
I'm gonna give him one for Edie.
Oh, E A D Y. Oh, okay,
right.
Good.
Empower activities to develop yourself. Empower activities to develop yourself. So, because you had mentioned his name earlier, so I wanted to give him a little something over there.
Oh, wait, let me put that in the chat room. Hold on. Empower what, Derek?
Activities to develop yourself.
B-T-I-V, yeah. Empower activities to
develop yourself.
Develop. Okay. All right, Derek Edie, you got that? Derek Hayes just gave you a Derek name. Empower activities to develop yourself. You gave me one for my name in a frame years ago, and it's in my office in our study here in the house. And I love it. What inspired you to create Derek Nims, and how do you use it to empower others?
Well, how it began was things that you do in 2010 were beginning to flourish in you in 2000 or 2005 or 2008, and they develop in you over time. When I grew up, I didn't grow up in a major city like New York. I grew up in a small town called Rantoul, Illinois, and it's a Midwestern city in the middle of the cornfield. And it was a diverse group of people because we're all military brats. But we only would get hip hop music 5 hours a week. And so we would listen to this music. We thrived on this music. And we wanted to be, you know, we would love that culture. You know, it was a culture, you know, the style of dress, the word play, you know, just the different things. So we'd always find words were fascinating. You know, who could rap the best? Who could talk about you the best?
Mm-hmm.
It was a competition. So your wordplay, if you had the wordplay, it didn't matter about anything else because people would love what you were about because you could hold a conversation. And we didn't know over time how far this thing that we love, this culture, just having fun, how far it would take us. And so looking at words, I started to just look at words and just put, you know, take a word like pony, which was a hot shoe back then.
Yes. Oh, gosh, Derek, I remember pony. Stop it.
Right. And so I would just take a word like pony and say, people only notice you. And so I started breaking words down with pony. And then me and my friend, we wrote a jingle. We wrote a jingle for Pepsi just to kick it around. And so we just started finding different products in the house, different products everywhere we went. And we would just write stuff just to see what we could come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd just go throughout and writing these ideas. And then as time grew, I started to realize that, you know, let me put a collection together. So I had a collection of acronyms. And then a man named James Amps, he said, man, you should write a book. And I thought, man, maybe they're not ready for my autobiography yet, but let me see what I can do with these acronyms. And so when I had these acronyms, I had to give them a name so that people would remember them. So I went through a process of just took out sheets of paper and I wrote different names down. And I came up with Derek Nims, which would mark my name. And then I was joking with someone one day, but I had a serious look on my face and I told him, if you give me your name, I'll be able to turn it into a positive message within seconds, right before your eyes. And if I can't do it, I give you my book for free.
Ooh.
And then it's like God had my back and only gave away books that I wanted to give away. I never lost a battle.
You said never lost a battle. Yeah, that's a true hip hopper.
It's always a battle because when you grow up battling, it's always a battle. It's always a competition. Even
right.
Fun.
Well, you know something. I think one of the things that we really have to look at is how you use it. I mean, you're definitely a believer, and how you use it to connect with people, young and old, about empowering themselves and encouraging themselves. When you I saw on your website. Oh, by the way, I just put it in the chat room. DerrickHayes.com. DerrickHayes. Oh wait, we got a request in the chat room. Hold on, Derek. Can I get a dent? Ask him to do a dent, please. Oh, Celeste's last name is Curvy Queen's last name is Dent, D-E-N-T. So she wants to know if you could do a Derek Nim for her too. So I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Should I keep talking? She put Danks. Yeah, because I put her whole name. Sorry, girl.
Just say divine empowerment naturalizes tomorrow.
Wait a minute. Divine empowerment. What was it, D?
Naturalizes tomorrow.
N-A-T-U-R-A-L-I-Z. Naturalizes
tomorrow.
Where did you get that from? Divine empowerment naturalizes tomorrow. And she is a natural girl. Oh, my goodness. That really describes her, too. How do you get, like, your inspiration to do that? Because I also want to talk about your trip to Chicago that I saw on your website. But
I just do it, you know. I just realize I know it's something there, but I don't try to figure it out all the time. I just do it, and blessed that I can just give back with words and just try to help others, and it just stays with me. Yeah.
She sent back a big thank you with all exclamation points with a smile. Divine empowerment. Excuse me, naturalizes tomorrow. And I do know how to spell empowerment, everybody. It's just that I'm trying to talk and type at the same time, so empowerment, there's a typo. But it's all good. Y'all know what I meant. Derek, I saw on your blog that you took a trip to Chicago, And there's just, if you really want to see more about Derrick, go to Derrick Hayes, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S.com. Talk to me about that, because I know when I speak to young people, I really have to pray first and really ask God to make sure I have the right message to deliver to young people. But I really wanted, like, you spoke to college students about, like, entrepreneurialism and being a CEO. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because that's some major stuff. It was like a CEO conference for college students or something, right?
Right, right. It's called CEO. The organization is called CEO, and the website is c-e-o.org. It stands for Collegiate Entrepreneurs Organization.
Mm-hmm.
They had an annual conference every year. And in October 2009, they had it in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over 1,500 college students there. A lot of successful people come out and participate in these programs to help out the kids. It was a blessing for me to go. And the way I got there was I started reading these newsletters every morning, mm-hmm. with these media opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Because over a year and a half ago, I had a few media appearances, but I wasn't just in the media every day, mm-hmm. Getting my name in print.
Mm-hmm.
I started finding out about these opportunities through Help a Reporter Out, which is,
mm-hmm.
The slang is HARO, H-A-R-O, mm-hmm. and other sites like PitchRate.com. They have a new one out called our Reporter Connection.
Mm-hmm.
But all these free. Let me say this again. All these free resources out here.
Mm-hmm.
You sign up for these newsletters. They send you media leads every day. You find out what leads you qualify for, and then you start getting your name out there, building your name in the media as an expert.
Is that how you found the opportunity to go to Chicago?
No, I found all these opportunities, so it started developing me as an expert, and I started developing my own system. I had to keep getting my name in the media. And so I said, hey, let me develop this into a workshop. So I developed it into a workshop. And through my networking, I met a young man named Matt Wilson, who I had never met till I got to Chicago, who told me, hey, I love your energy, and I can get you an opportunity to speak at this workshop. And, you know, I took his word for it, and he got me to Chicago. But with that in mind, I had to raise the money to get to Chicago. That's what my ebook, Raising Money in the Recession, is all about.
I saw that. How did the college students respond?
Oh, they responded real well. If you go on the website, on reviews, I have a testimonials on the sidebar. Those are young people from different colleges and across the country. Those are their words. It has nothing to do with me. I put it in their words. I let them explain how they felt. So that, you know, it's not coming from me, it's coming from them. And,
right.
People loved it. I mean, a couple people heard me speak. They were crying because they just saw my passion. You know, I just love what
right.
I do. And I just came in there and I gave them a message for the college market with social media strategies to position yourself as an expert.
Mm-hmm.
It's about your hustle. I mean, if you got money, use it the right way. But if you have no money, don't use that as an excuse not to do anything. Because some of the resources I just gave you, like this past weekend, I wasn't physically at the Super Bowl, but
mm-hmm.
I was spiritually at the Super Bowl. And what I mean by that, my gifts were at the Super Bowl in gift bags at a Super Bowl party. And so, you know, that's the other opportunity to market yourself. Your gifts, your talents could be at the Oscars,
right?
The Grammys, just different ways to get your foot in the door.
Right.
Gift bag requests, events, anybody having a meeting, a conference, event, you can get your card in there. You know, I do my Derrick Nims, and they taking me to over 70 events last year.
Wow.
They taking me to Sweden, taking me to the UK, Canada.
So you're a big believer in social networking and things like that, right, Dean?
Oh, most definitely. You have to, you know, find your way, like,
right.
Every morning, Monday through Friday, I put out a positive message called The Daily Derrick.
Yeah, you're on Facebook, right?
Yeah, Facebook. I just started one on LinkedIn.
Right.
I just getting the word out there in a positive light. And 'cause people don't always want to stand in darkness. They want to be enlightened. That means they want to be in light.
Well, I totally believe that, and I know, you know, all of us that have messages and all of us that have words, we have to use what God has given us to truly empower other people. Derek, just tell everybody how they can find you, how they can stay connected with you. The time of this show goes so quickly. I used to do an hour show. Then I was going to do a three-hour show, and I'm like, but I want to talk to other people during the day. And so now we do the 30-minute show in the morning, and it goes so quickly. But I'm so grateful for the guests that I have on the show. But we're almost winding down our time. Can you tell everybody how to get in touch with you, how to stay connected with you, and how to get their Derek name and all that good stuff?
Right. You go to my website, www.derekhayes.com, DerekHayes.com. info@derekhayes.com. If you're listening right now, email me, send me your name. I'll send you a personalized Derek name, 8x11, that you can print out and frame. Care of Cy Brown, because that's how we get down. So if you're listening in, you know, make sure you say you heard me on the Cy Brown Morning Show. And if you need a speaker for your next meeting, conference, or event, take a hint, put me in.
I love it. Let me just see what's going on in the chat room. Make sure I'm paying attention to all sides. Oh, man, CQ is the bizarre. She put all your information in the chat room. I love Celeste. She's just like
name?
Celeste.
Okay,
that's the one who you did dent for
okay,
her.
Okay.
And she holds the chat room down for me sometimes. Well, whenever she graciously listens to the show. So big shout out, Sunshine.
Celeste,
thank you very
the best
much.
With the C on her chest.
What'd you say?
I said Celeste is the best with the C on her chest.
Yes, yeah, that's definitely her.
You can't dent that.
Celeste, you hear that? I love it. Oh, my goodness. I love connecting with all my listeners every day. We have the best time. Isn't it the best way to start out your day, everybody, with God and love and spirit and relationships? I love it, love it, love it. Derek, thank you so much. Oh, she put indeed, and she put all in the chat room.
But
Derek, thank you so much.
Yeah, but let you keep letting your people know about, you know, sources like Harold, Help a Reporter Out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No doubt.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable where it could take you.
It's all about empowerment and knowledge, and that's
what I
try to do every single day, just bring information to my listeners that can help them be the best whoever they can be. And I always tell everybody, I wake up every day with one goal, and that's just to be the best Saida that I can be. And really, that's all God asks us to do, you know?
Right, because while you're living, be an article and not an artifact.
Ooh, you better work it, D. I like that, be an article, not an artifact. And Derek Eady put great way to start the day. And on Tuesdays, Mr. Eady, your show is a great way to end the day. And now that it comes on at 10 o'clock and not 11, I don't have to listen to the archive because that's past my bedtime. Mr. Derek Hayes, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you, D.
All right, thank you.
Taking the time out of your day to call into the Cy Brown Morning Show. This was a great interview. Did I lose him? No. Okay. Anyway, let me just see what's going on in the chat room. Make sure I'm not missing anything. Great. Everybody, tomorrow we've got another great show. Thursdays are Bible, our online Bible study, so come with the word. And then Friday, you know it's Welcome to the Weekend. We play music and have a good time to usher in a great weekend. I am so grateful for everybody that listens every day to the Cy Brown Morning Show. And remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for your support. Have a blessed day, and always be God's light in the dark world. Love you all. I'll see you soon. Peace.